to me, a red bird in a pear tree. On the 11th day of Christmas, my true love sent to me two Star Trek replicas and a red bird in a pear tree. On the 10th day of Christmas, my true love sent to me cool snarky mugs, two Star Trek replicas, and a red fur bird in a pear tree. On the 9th day of Christmas, my true love sent to me two snarky t-shirts, five and replicas, and a fur bird in a pear tree. On the 8th day of Christmas, my true love sent to me five golden grape tomatoes, two snarky t-shirts, cool snarky mugs, two Star Trek replicas, and a fur bird in a pear tree. On the 7th day of Christmas, my true love sent to me a star in the sky, golden grape tomatoes, two snarky t-shirts, cool snarky mugs, two Star Trek replicas, and a red bird in a pear tree. And this is how I spent my Christmas or my evening making up stuff for this podcast. Welcome to Tennessee Froze Reading. I'm your host, Felicia Baxter. In addition to recounting the gifts that I've received so far, I have taken or had the pleasure of adding to my Amazon Carol list, sharing with you my views of the winter solstice, as well as what I've eaten this weekend, today. This is not a long episode. It's just a great episode just to show you my buoyance for the weekend, for the upcoming holidays. And I hope you enjoy it just as much as I've enjoyed creating it. And thanks. Started this part of the podcast, or I started this list. It was actually a couple of years ago when I had come back to the East Coast. So I was just adding on the original list that had started on Apple, and I was just adding songs that I wanted to add on it, the usual Luther, Miracles, Nat King Cole, and then I started running up on other additions. For example, who knew DMX had a Christmas album, and there was a whole remix, a twerking, just a remix to Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. I just personally don't think there needs to be a dance hall remix to A Christmas Carol, and Dancer and Prancer don't need to be twerking on the top of the sleigh. I just can't even imagine. But I also added stuff like Santa Claus is Coming to Town by the Jackson 5, Let It Snow by Boys to Men. This rendition, very jazzy rendition, done by Mary J. Blige and the Soul for Christmas album. And then, of course, Special Gift by the Isley Brothers. Tony Braxton had sang this very well, but Have Yourself a Merry Christmas, I thought, was also amazing. And then you get some crazy crap, which is on par with my remake of the 12 Days of Christmas, the Gucci Mane mix. Listen to this, y'all.
True story.
Atlanta's my true love sent to me. I half of a brick told me feed my family. I took it to the I'm grateful that I never had Christmas this bad, that I would, one, hate Christmas, but number two, also be rapping about selling drugs to be able to have to feed your family. I find that particularly gangster, as well as just tragic. But then Slave Ride by TLC softens it up. And this, of course, is old because I think Left Eye is still in the group. She had not passed away yet. So this had to drop in the 90s. And it's definitely the LaFace mix of it all. And then, of course, if Gucci Mane can have one, definitely the Quad City DJs can have that Miami bass of it all. And what you want for Christmas, I just can't even, y'all. But what basically brings us back to reality is the Andre Botticelli collaboration with Mary J. Blige and their rendition of What Child Is This? Botticelli's My Christmas Remastered. You can, I'm sure, download it on anywhere you listen to music, including Spotify and Amazon. But this is one of those remixes that is absolutely amazing, and it will uplift your spirit, as music should do. So tonight is the first night of the winter solstice, December 21st. It also is one of those nerdy astrological marvels that only happens evidently once every 800 years or so. This is where it's like the age of Aquarius, where Jupiter and Saturn actually line up to become are in perfect alignment. Their orbits are in perfect alignment, and it allows a double bright, what looks like a really bright star in the southwestern sky. I just so happen to be located on the second floor of this beautiful home in Chattanooga, Tennessee, and I was actually able to witness this from my window. They said the perfect time to see it is at dawn. Have to be, and my window literally is right southwest, and I actually was able to capture this just on my cell phone, and I basically inverted the image, reverse image, and created a black and white, and I think the contrast and just gave it this beautiful and eerie appearance through the trees, the winter trees across the street. Even the enhanced color version I thought also gave it a mystical quality too. And it's like Wish Upon a Star, but they really aren't stars. It's just two planets in perfect alignment. And it's just how my soul and what I'm thinking about, I want to be and strive to be in perfect alignment. I shared those photos with you in the Dale's Angels Inc. blog post, the extended notes version for the show. And I hope you will just navigate there and enjoy it and probably get online. I would also go to NASA. I'm sure that the Hubble spacecraft, as well as from a lot of the observatories basically stationed all over the world, may actually have better pictures than what I took on my iPhone 12, but I hope you will enjoy it and the whole sentimentality or the meaning behind that being perfectly in a line. It also helps that having a great, sipping a great cocktail with it. I had the opportunity to enjoy I believe this is 2019 vintage, a rosé from Black Girl Magic, from the McBride sisters. This particular vintage, it was actually subtle and I was enhanced by what I was actually eating tonight. But it also gave a different dynamic to the beef that I had earlier, as well as just enjoying sunset and the rising of the Jupiter-Saturn alignment. It was actually made it even more pretty. With that said, I told you guys that I was not going to, this episode was not going to be long, because I only wanted to make a couple of comments on what exactly what I was eating today. I was admonished by my internal medicine doctor that it would make sense for me to switch over to a Mediterranean diet. And knowing now just how flavorful and how fresh everything is, great, I can do that. So I looked up, when I had some downtime today, on something, a Greek diet called Greek Balila. It's just a combination of sun-dried tomatoes, two different types of olives, fresh herbs and spices, chickpeas, as well as tomatoes. And it was amazing. I let it marinate in the salad, which is made up of I had white wine, vinegar, lemons, salt and pepper, the more mellow Aleppo peppers, which is, of course, from Syria, of course, but it just has a more mellow, from what I understand, taste to it, and I honestly believe that. I made it as a side to the beef dish that I had made yesterday, but this could actually stand on its own, and it does really pair well with probably, I had it with the rosé, neither one did not overpower the other, but it was in itself, I believed, just enhanced all of the subtle flavors contained within the dish. I'm wondering, tomorrow I think the taste is going to intensify as it sits overnight, but I'm probably going to use the Black Girl Magic, the McBride sisters, because I did also buy some Riesling. Maybe I'll consider baking, because I do have some fresh cilantro still, baking some whitefish and herbs, and I'm actually pairing that with my with the whitefish tomorrow, but I'll see how I feel. I still have a lot of this Greek salad left, and I think it'll actually go, because that's right in alignment with fresh fish and fresh vegetables. That's right in alignment with the Mediterranean diet, so I think that'll fly. And I know I'm never going to be vegetarian or vegan, but I do like being able to pair great vegetarian dishes with just so many full flavors with those things, and why not? I also had the opportunity to find a recipe for something called panzanilla, which you actually make with day-old Greek bread, but my bread that I had here was all moldy, so that went in the garbage. But this tomato, fresh mozzarella, and fresh basil concoction does actually look good, and I encourage you to navigate to the blog to actually see these pictures, because I think this will also be paired nicely with basically with whatever, either a whitefish or even some crab, I think it, or some other type of shellfish like marinated shrimp or some type of paella dish. All of these things actually make me happy. It also made me also happy that I don't have to eat so many calorically dense foods in order to feel happy. All of these dishes took less than 15 minutes to make. It took me longer to go drive to Publix to actually pick it up. But once I actually mixed everything up and let it sit for a few minutes, the taste and the complexity of the textures was absolutely amazing. And I still cannot get why everyone is so tired and so fatigued of being what you have to do to be alone. I don't have to risk my life or my family's life to have this type of happiness and have this type of connection. We can share recipes and we can talk on the phone. That's going to have to suffice it for now. We are going to have to learn to exist singularly and in the time of a prolonged lockdown. What's going on now in the numbers in the world, and even with this warped, this mutated strain of COVID, I don't see us getting out of this anytime soon. So we're going to have to come and find other ways to entertain ourselves outside of movies and big gatherings and drinking parties, etc. We got to be better at this if we're going to survive this. Can't we all just find ways to self-soothe, elevate our spirits without being around all of these massive crowds spreading contagion? I don't know. But I'm actually discovering every single day how this is possible, and I encourage the listening audience to do the same for our safety, for our health, and for our survival. I told y'all this episode wasn't going to be all that much or that long. I basically got in, said what I had to say about Christmas carols and why there doesn't need to be a third war bounce version of any Christmas carol. And also just enjoying the winter solstice, the alignment of the planets, sipping cocktails and eating clean. It's just been a great evening, and I hope I was able to convey that in this brief episode. I will attempt to continue in the upcoming episodes. I'll continue to add little quirky renditions to my Black Christmas Carol list. I encourage you to create your own and stream those songs, putting Old Christmas and the Oldies But Goodies back in the top 10 of favorite streams. In particular, Luther Vandross and, of course, Smokey Robinson. Let's give them their second win and let their estates get all of those, on the Luther side of it all, get all of that scratch. I'm just saying. And I hope you enjoyed this episode just as much as I've enjoyed creating it. And thank you for listening. And Merry Christmas.